neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
A special punishment that was brought about, that Hashem sent snakes after they complained about the menu. They didn't like the taste of the man and also the way it works. They claimed that we keep eating and it stays in our system. So then it would end up that they're going to burst. They eat and then they eat and then everything stays in the system. So now we see Ribbono Shel Olam sent the snakes. Why did he send the snakes? Why? Buy snakes and not rabbits or monkeys. What's so special about the Nachashim? Lashon Hara. Nachash is a Lashon Hara. Why? He said Lashon Hara? Nachash? Yes? About what? What did he say Lashon Hara about? So that's not Lashon Hara. It's like a doctor who says eat. It's not, is that Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara about Hashem. Yes? So now, he says that Hashem sent snakes that they were af'i, salafim. What does it mean? He sent the snake to bed him. And then also the salafim was for the neshama. So the Gemara brings a story about the interview that they had with the snake. You heard about the interview? Yes? They had the interview with the snake. So they asked him, say, lion, when he tears and he eats, he enjoys it, right? Like, let's say, a bear and so on, wolf. But they asked him, how about you? Why do you beat people? You don't enjoy it. What do you gain out of it? So he answered, go tell the slander. You complaining about me? So when the slander says Lashon Hara, does he enjoy? Yes? No, he didn't eat sushi, did he? The angels said the Lashon Hara, like the snake. He says, why are you complaining about me? Go tell the slander, the Baal HaLashon. What kind of answer is this? They told them, why are you saying Lashon? Why do you beat people? So he says, why are you complaining about me? Go complain about somebody that says Lashon Hara. You understand? Yeah? No? They told him, when you beat, you don't enjoy. This is so the one that says Lashon Hara. Why? He eats something, he enjoys something, yes?
No.
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 Why he put something in his mouth?
But it's joyful for them, for people, you know, Lashon Hara.
He feels that he relieves himself. Yes, but same thing with the Nachash, but he doesn't put something in his mouth to enjoy it. So what kind of answer is this? Doesn't make sense.
Said the people that do Lashon Hara is worse than me biting people and for no reason.
Yeah, but he's trying to exempt himself that to claim that other people are worse than him.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
Yes.
Say, I'm not that bad.
He was the one who started Lashon Hara.
He?
Yeah.
He's an animal. What do you expect from him? That's his nature. What do you expect from him? He doesn't have a freedom of choice, does he? He has?
No.
No, but we have a freedom of choice. What kind of answer he's giving? He's innocent. Hashem put this in nature in him. No?
Yes.
Like when Bulbul sings. That's his nature, no? Answer this. When Mashiach comes, when the Mashiach is going to come soon?
Amen.
The Nachash still bites?
No.
It's not going to exist.
What's going to happen to him? How come he's not going to bite anymore?
He'll be friendly.
Because
why?
God will take him away.
I'm sorry?
It's not going to be any Nachash anymore.
Nachash?
Yeah.
So the zoo is not going to make money anymore? So you're going to go to the zoo and you don't see Nachash anymore?
Yes.
No, it cannot be. Can it be? No, we're going to have Nachash. But is he going to bite?
No, I think he's going to kiss instead of bite, no?
No, it says in the Haftarah of Pesach, remember, that babies, they play with the Nachash. Not the one with Toys R Us, the real one.
Yes, so it doesn't bite.
Why?
Because it's taking away from him.
His nature.
No. What happened to you today? You went to Hanetz today? What happened? Asana, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh. He says a very beautiful thing. He says, you know why Nachash bites? You know why? Because this answer that he's giving, he's teaching us, if people would not say Lashon Hara, he never bites. The reason that he bites is because people say Lashon Hara. So now here, it makes sense. Now first of all, when they complained about the man, Hashem sent them Nachash. Why? He wanted to show him, you know better than a Nachash. Because you created Nachash. Not that I sent you the Nachash. By this type of attitude that you have, Nachash comes automatically. So that means anytime that you feel there are Nachashim around you, you have to see maybe you say things that you should not say. It's very interesting that let's say somebody, God forbid, needs to go to the clinic. He needs to go to see a dentist. And then you're waiting in the waiting room. So then they're going to call you and say, no, come in. So when you come in, you go through the hallway, right? So now there are different rooms, right? Which one you go in?
Empty.
How do you know it's empty or not? No, they say go. So when you go, which one you go inside? How do you know? How do you know there's somebody inside or not?
There's no noise coming out.
No, there's another tip I teach you. You ready? So now, when you go down the hallway, if the door is shut, that means somebody is? So there's a human being inside.
Yeah.
But if there is door open, that means?
Nobody's
inside. So now look at this. So now, if this is shut, the mouth, that means there is a human
inside.
But if it's open, if it's open, that means
nobody inside.
There is nobody inside.
The other way, if it's open, they go inside.
I'm sorry?
The other way, then it's closed.
No, when it keeps opening, that means there is no human being. And that's a very, very important reminder. That as long as the mouth is shut, is open, I mean is closed, that means there is a essence of human being in there. But if it keeps opening and talking about this, about that, he turned himself to a nachash. He's not a human being anymore. Yeah. She means like, you know, that always be closed and open for only the Divrei Kedusha.
Amen.
And Iskei B'Yeshua. And with Hashem, soon we're going to see Nachash is going to play with the baby.
Amen.
You know, mosquitoes, you touch. If you ground a mosquito and put it on the poison, then it will heal it. You know why?
Snake poison?
Yeah. You know why? Because it's very interesting. The mosquito also, whatever that he eats, it stays in his system. You heard about this?
No.
Like Gemara brings this. Wow. It's very interesting, yeah.
So why does it have to do with the snake?
So here we see the complaint. They said this man we eat is in our system. So Hashem sent him a snake. Why? Because wanted to teach him, listen, you have such a privilege that I give you this food and everything is 100% pure. It has no residue. So now he sent him a snake. Why? Because when the snake bites, the only thing that, then they could, this remedy to use for the snake poison, it was the mosquito. Why? Because the mosquito, exactly whatever he eats, it stays in the system.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.